We acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we're recording, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. This always was and always will be Aboriginal land.
There are so many crazy, insane marketing strategies, having worked in marketing for nearly 10 years, particularly as a copywriter, writing ads every day that are based on psychology. I am just shocked and amazed that we still have this level of dissonance around what is going on in terms of the conditioning that we have as a society and the way that we're made to feel less than. That really upsets me.
This is Life Chats. Today we have a solo chat with me, your host, Georgia May.
Okay, so today we have a solo chat. I am so excited to be doing more of these. I kind of held myself back a bit from doing the solo chats because I am aware that there are so many podcasts that exist in the world, and I really know and see and hear the value of the guest episodes, especially when I'm interviewing such inspiring and incredible people. So I kind of held back on ever just releasing the solo episodes, but I love to chat. You don't often hear much from me in the episodes because I'm there to guide and steer the conversation, and I try my very best to just only speak when necessary to keep the energy going, but it's not about me. So these episodes can be a space where you get to know me a little bit more. I am very, very passionate about holistic health and wellness, about positive psychology, the power of mindset, spirituality, all the amazing topics that you hear from with our guests. So I guess you could expect that the solo chats surround those issues. So today we're going to talk all about body image. This is a topic that I know a lot of my followers will resonate with. Obviously, I'm a woman, so I'll be reflecting on this from my perspective in the world. And I know that a lot of my friends and the people that I'm around will share similar experiences. And I am leaning towards the late part of my 20s, getting closer to 30. So I feel like I'm in a space now where I have this understanding of body image that I just did not have 10 years ago. And I can't imagine what it's going to be like after I one day have children and I'm even further along in this journey of life. So this is just my experience and my perspective of where I'm at right now. But it's such a prevalent issue, concern, I guess, and part of what I believe to be a really beautiful, expansive, and rewarding life is feeling confident and feeling that you love the skin you're in and feeling really grateful for your body and how resilient it can be and the way that it carries you through life. So it really saddens me when I hear people speak about how they don't like their body, they want to change things about their body, and, you know, even using the word hate towards their body, that just breaks my heart. And I think this is a conversation that so many people will relate to, whether you are someone whose body is really tied to their career, for example, an athlete, or someone who's just given birth, or someone who's gone through a surgery, cosmetic surgeries, surgeries that you had no control over. There are so many things that impact our relationship to our body, not to mention the big C word, capitalism. Basically, the way that our world works is to, I believe, set up systems that make you feel less than what you are so that we can be sold certain things that solve our problems. Like, for example, if you wear this dress or if you buy this thing, you will get X, or you will be successful, or you'll be happy, or you will get the guy. There are so many crazy, insane marketing strategies, having worked in marketing for nearly 10 years, particularly as a copywriter, writing ads every day that are based on psychology. I am just shocked and amazed that we still have this level of dissonance around what is going on in terms of the conditioning that we have as a society and the way that we're made to feel less than. That really upsets me. And I think unless you actively seek out positive stories and positive media and positive content that reinforces the power of the body and gratitude and resilience and having this inner strength and that we're so much more than just our physical bodies, unless you seek that out actively, if you were to just pick up your phone or walk down the street and look at a billboard and listen to an radio advertisement and scroll Instagram, there is no way that the majority of content that you are consuming is fostering a sense of self-love. It's actually fostering the opposite. And it's really, really, really hard to become aware of this. Like, I know that a lot of us listening to this will be like, yep, this makes perfect sense. I'm totally aware. But in the moment when you're consuming the content, most likely you're not aware. Like, you might every now and then, if something is a bit jarring, reassess what the purpose of that content or messaging was. But unless, if it's more subtle, if it's just like the volume of content that you see on Instagram of bikini models, or if most of the people you're seeing have cosmetic surgery, that becomes like a sense of normality. And that is not something that you're assessing every day. At least that has been my experience. So I guess a little bit about my journey with body image. I think so many women grow up, and maybe because of the age that I am and the generation that I'm in, our parents were living through the Kate Moss, nothing tastes as good as skinny feels era. That was when I was born. They were in that heroin chic model era. The Victoria's Secret angels were tiny on the cover of every magazine. And so there was really no diversity in body type. There was no appreciation for the body. I think it was all about looks, and media took a really specific angle on that. And so growing up, that is obviously what, that was the media that we were consuming. However, social media didn't exist yet. So it was a very interesting space where you weren't consuming content every day that was affecting your relationship with yourself, but you were aware of societal conditioning and expectations, I guess. Like, I knew when I was a teenager that I had to be skinny. Like, my sense of worth was tied to that. And I've spoken to friends who now, at the age of 28, 10 years after we finished high school, have opened up about how they navigated or experienced moments of eating disorders and dysmorphic relationship to their body. And I feel that we didn't want to talk about it then, but that is something that so many people experience, because skinny was the goal. It didn't matter if you were strong. It didn't matter if you were fit. There was no kind of knowledge around nutrition and health that we see today. There's so much more knowledge that is available to us. So I guess that was kind of like what I came up through. And I love my mom to bits. She is such an incredibly strong, amazing woman. I'm so grateful to everything she's instilled in me, the values and the belief she's given me in myself. But my mom never had a really strong relationship that I know of with her body. Maybe she felt differently, but the way that she spoke about her body was always in a way of putting herself down and needing to change her body and needing to diet, a lot of yo-yo dieting, a lot of calorie counting, and a lot of like extreme dieting. I'll start on Monday. And that is really normal. I'm not saying all this to out my mom, of course. That was really very, very normal behavior for women at the time, because that was all that we knew. So to grow up with those sorts of conversations, and then to be aware that dieting is kind of like a normal practice, and there are many women who wish they could be lighter, skinnier, more toned, more lean, that just became the norm, I guess. And if you don't know any different, then you're not questioning what the bigger picture of that is and why you're made to feel that way. And men obviously experience this in the same way. They experience the pressure to be built, to be jacked, big man, to be masculine. Like, it's very similar that our world makes men and women feel that they need to be a certain archetype, I guess, to be worthy. And so this is obviously such a bigger discussion and topic than just body image. But I think body image is a really great place to start, because when you start to change the relationship that you have with your body, so many other areas of your life change. It's a really beautiful process of learning to love yourself, learning to disconnect your sense of self-worth to a physical image, which is a huge, huge thing that I've had to do through therapy. Just a stat that I wanted to share before we get into that is that 75%, that's 3 in 4 people, huge, huge figure. 75% of people wish that they could change the way they look. And that's a statistic from the Butterfly Foundation here in Australia. I think that's just so sad to me that we have 75% of the world wishing that they were someone that they're not, when they've been given these beautiful, strong, resilient, incredibly capable, talented bodies. Of course, that is a general statement. Everyone is dealing with different bodies and everyone has different challenges. But if you're here and you're alive, there are parts of your body that you can be grateful for. So I think it's just sad to me that we have such huge figures of people that are dissatisfied. And that's reflected in even still to this day, diet culture, where it's obviously changing, but the fact that Ozempic took the world by storm and that Hollywood celebrities were then celebrated for weight loss and Met Gala photos were all about weight, just the way that the media frames weight, I think, is really damaging to some people. So yes, I've reflected on my journey. I dieted a lot when I finished school. I think when I was in high school, I was so focused on studying and learning, and I was not, I obviously cared about how I looked and I wore makeup and I dyed my hair, but I wasn't hyper-focused on weight because I didn't have a boyfriend. I didn't feel like I had to impress people. I was honestly just head down trying to get through schooling. But when I finished school, I really started to feel this pressure of I'm an adult in the world now. And I really did feel like if my worth is not tied to my schooling and my achievements, my worth is me, my physical body. And I ended up going through this journey of being empowered in working out and being empowered in understanding nutrition. But then that also became quite obsessive as well. And I've definitely experienced times where I have been hyper-focused on my nutrition and what I've eaten and the way I'm exercising, how long I'm exercising for. And then I've done that for periods of time and then realized that that's been really unsustainable. And then flipped back to I can eat and do whatever I want because I've only got one life, and then feeling a bit softer or fluffier and then reining myself back in. So that's that yo-yo sort of dieting that I guess I've experienced through my life. I currently eat more than I ever have. I think I put that down to having a boyfriend and cooking together and having a really healthy relationship with food. I eat intuitively. I eat to fuel myself because I work out 5 times a week. So it is still challenging to wrap my head around. I am eating to fuel myself, but I'm heavier than I've ever been. And I can feel that sort of narrative in my brain saying, you should do a shred. You should do a little 8-week shred and get yourself lean again. This is just, honestly, when we step back, you have to realize that a lot of those judgments in your mind are often not even from you. They're from the outside world and they've been programmed in there. So that's a topic for another podcast. A quick break from the episode to speak about our reviews. Now, Life Chats has recently hit over 30,000 listens, which is honestly incredible. So exciting. But we only have 18 reviews on Apple Podcasts, which is a bit sad. So it would mean the world if you could just take 1 minute out of your day to leave a written review for us, either on Apple or Spotify. There is truly so much time and care and effort that goes into these episodes. I research, edit, host, distribute, do everything all by myself. And I don't make any money from this show. I do it because the stories deserve to be heard and I truly love it. So if you could do that review, that would mean the world. You can also follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Life Chats Podcast if you don't already. The goal is to build a bigger community so I can continue producing these inspiring conversations. Thanks so much for being here. Back to the episode. But I think, the way we hear people around us speak about their bodies really impacts how we relate to our bodies. And I think a really helpful and tangible strategy that I've taken away from many, many years in therapy. I've been going to therapy for 5 years now. I'll do some more episodes on that, what I've learned throughout my journey. But I think a really tangible strategy is moving from a place of wanting to love and celebrate your body and be so empowered. Sometimes that can feel so far from how you actually feel. Stepping instead into a place of neutrality. Can you sit in a place where you are just feeling neutral about your body? You don't feel like you don't like it and you also don't love it. You're just neutral. Then from that place, you can start to work in gratitude and choosing parts of yourself that you do love, your physical body, even if it's like an eyebrow or, your eyelashes, something so small. It can be just that one acknowledgement that you do love and respect and appreciate your body. And I think there are so many people navigating and battling really horrific circumstances, illnesses and challenges that they did not choose to be in with their bodies. And I feel that when I remind myself of that every day, I'm just so grateful of what my body is capable of. Look at my legs. They allow me to walk around every day and get to where I need to go. Look at my eyes. They allow me to see the world and look into the people that I love, look into their eyes. My hands, they can touch people, hug people. There are so many parts of our bodies that we can be grateful for that don't have to relate to how we look. And I think that's a really important journey to go on. If you feel a little stuck or you have moments where you do feel like you want to change and you feel down on yourself, start journaling. Like, get a journal and write down 1 to 3 things that you are feeling grateful for with your body and just work on it. Another really tangible strategy is mirror work. This is something I haven't done a lot of, but I definitely call on from time to time when I need. We are the only people that are going to see ourselves throughout our entire life from start to finish. That is such an unusual concept. Like, we look into the mirror and see ourselves every day, and we look into our eyes, and nobody else in our lifetime is going to spend as much time with us as we spend with ourselves. So I think being able to look into the mirror, stare into your own eyes, and repeat affirmations or mantras about how you feel about yourself and truly believing it is so, so powerful. This is like a very ancient practice that has been done in spiritual spheres for so long, mirror work. But I think you can just start with picking something you love about yourself, repeating it to yourself in the mirror and saying, I really love how my hair sits, or I really love how my freckles look on my nose, whatever it be. But actually saying it to yourself like a compliment and believing it sounds woo-woo, but I promise you this stuff works. Like, there's so much psychology grounded in these practices. And if you can't look at yourself and give yourself a compliment, how the fuck are you going to accept any compliment that anyone else gives you? That is the reality. If you can't even believe a compliment that you give yourself, then that's the work. That's the place where you need to start. So I've done a lot of work in therapy around my sense of self-worth and why I thought it was attached to my image and other things like achievements. And I just sit in a place now where I still get caught up in that from time to time, of course. I'm human and we live in a Western world, and I live in freaking Bondi Beach, which is full of the most attractive, sexy, fit people you've ever seen in your life. Honestly, though, I went overseas and I lived in LA for a little bit, and I always thought that there were no like show-stopping attractive men in the area. Like, I just thought, I'm single. I never really see people that I'm like, wow, I'd date you. You know, I was feeling a bit disheartened. Then I went to America and I came back. And I walked down the street in Bondi, I got a coffee, I waited at the coffee shop, and I was like, holy fuck, everyone here is attractive. Like, everyone. The men dress so well, the women are really fit and strong. It's crazy what a little bit of perspective can do, but I feel that, yeah, your environment matters. Like, if you're around people that are very focused on their image or not, that is obviously going to affect how you feel about yourself as well. So sometimes it's good to be aware of that. In therapy, my sex therapist actually asked me one day, do you feel worthy of love based on how you look? Or like, do you feel like you can enjoy sex based on how you look? Because I see a sex and relationship therapist. She's incredible. Her name's Christine from Good Vibes Clinic here in Sydney. She also does remote and she has a whole team. When I started going to Christine, it was just her. She was a sole therapist. And now she's built a team of like, I think 6 different practitioners and all different therapists that specialize in different things. And she's just amazing. Her work has completely changed my life. And the work that I've done, being guided by her, has just completely transformed who I am as a person. And definitely wouldn't be sitting here talking about body image or any of the other topics I discussed if I hadn't been to therapy and continue to do so. So she asked me that one day, like, do you feel, I remember saying that I can't seem to enjoy sex. I feel like, this is when I was single and sleeping with different people instead of the one person, I feel like I can't enjoy it. I feel like I'm not able to step back and kind of sink into the moment and just relax. And I'm really focused on my body and how it looks and how the other person is judging me. And this started a whole realm of work for us where we were digging into like, why does it matter that my body, the way my body looks, should control the amount of pleasure that I am entitled to or that I am allowed to feel? Like, that to me is so crazy when you think about it. Like, if I don't look a certain way, therefore I'm not entitled to feeling good, feeling pleasure, feeling connection, feeling intimacy. That is such a big barrier to life. And so we did a lot of work around, of course, everyone wants to feel strong and healthy and good in their own skin, but your weight on the scale does not dictate whether or not you're worthy of having a beautiful, healthy relationship. And so that was a big one for me, is discovering where that came from and why I felt that way and why I kind of would hold myself back from connecting with anyone or going on dates until I was at my fittest and at my leanest and felt like I could really love my body. And that is just not the case anymore. I guess being in a relationship also does change things because you know that that person does love you to the core, no matter what you look like, warts and all. But I definitely wouldn't have been able to manifest that relationship unless I had done that work to love myself and respect myself and appreciate myself and compliment myself so that when someone else actually said beautiful things to me, my partner, I believed him. I believe that he thinks I'm beautiful. I believe that he thinks I'm sexy. I don't question that and shut that down. Sometimes I do. Of course, we all have days. I feel like that time of the month, I'm like, don't touch me. I'm a troll. I look like Shrek. I'm fat. I'm ugly. I've got pimples. I actually try not to use the F-A-T word. I feel like that is just not a word that should be in anyone's vocabulary in a derogatory way. It's just not necessary. But yeah, I feel like there are definitely still times where I fall into that low self-worth, but now I have the tools to pull myself out. So I guess the point of this episode is if you are feeling like you wish you could love yourself more, love your body more, there are so many places you can start. You can start to cultivate gratitude. You can start to understand why you feel the way you feel. Maybe start to question the areas of your life that influence how you feel about yourself. Is it certain content that you're consuming? Is it media that you've been exposed to? Is it how your parents, friends, colleagues, anyone speaks about their relationship with their body around you? I would just start to become curious and assessing where that comes from. And then I'd also start making lists of all the other beautiful things that you're grateful for, not only in your life, but with yourself. So remove your sense of self-worth that's tied to your body image, if that makes sense. I would start to write a list of gratitudes when it comes to the values that I have in my life and also the way that I show up in the world and all the areas of gratitude in that regard. So I'm a kind person. I love lending a hand. I am grateful. I live life to the fullest. I get up every day and do my best. Like there's all these things that you can start to cultivate gratitude. I promise you, this is the work that will change your life. Rewiring your limiting beliefs, rewiring why you feel certain ways about yourself, or even just becoming aware of them to begin with is huge and should be celebrated. I don't want anyone listening to this to think, oh my God, there's just so much work to do. Like I don't even know where to start and I hate my body and I hate myself and I have no sense of self-worth. And if you're in that place, I have been there and I definitely, definitely know how that feels. And having someone preach to you about how to be grateful for your body just sometimes feels fucking impossible. So I get it. Just know that there are so many beautiful experiences. There is an expansive world out there waiting for you on the other side. There's so much love. There is so much connection. There is so much pleasure. There is so much fun when you can work through that. And on the other side, coming to a place of true gratitude and appreciation for this incredible vessel that takes us through life. And I guess that's a great way to end this little solo chat is reminding you that there is no place of arrival. Like there's no place of, okay, I'm here now and I love my body and like I've done the work. Anyone who says that they've done the work, like I swear that's one of my most hated sayings. I'm like, who are you? Because the work never ends. You're always doing the work. You're always improving yourself, improving your life, improving your relationships, being kind to human, being better. That work never ends. So I am no better than anyone else out there who's trying to live a better, more fulfilling life. This is just where I'm at. I've come through this journey. I'm still on the journey, but I really feel passionate about sharing that there is so much waiting for you on the other side. If you feel a little bit stuck and you wish that you could love your body a little bit more, it can be done. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you've been through. I don't care what you're struggling with right now. If you choose to love yourself a little bit more, I know that that's possible. So thanks for listening to this solo chat. I feel like I've just done a sermon. I don't think I took a fucking breath for like 25 minutes. That just poured out of me. See, this is what happens. I say nothing. Well, my poor boyfriend, I just chew his ear off for like 5 hours a day. I say nothing and then I sit in front of a microphone and it all comes out. Guess I'll have to be here a bit more often then. I think I should be doing some more solo chats. Thank you so much for listening if you've made it this far. If you want to talk to me about body image, if there's anything you want to share, any advice, any experiences, if you want resources, I'll definitely leave them in the show notes, but just know you can always connect with me too on Instagram at Georgia May. And then it's got two underscores, but just type Georgia May Wellness into Instagram and I'll come up, or on Life Chats podcast. I'm the only one who manages that page. So if you send me a DM, I will respond to you. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll talk to you next time on Life Chats. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Please let me know who you'd love me to chat to next, or if you have a story of your own you'd like to share, you can connect with me directly on Instagram at Life Chats Podcast, one word. Until next time, I'm Georgia May, and this is Life Chats.